Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and our show today is on the hierarchy of vibration and how it works in doing research for a wide range of issues around sound, using sound and music. And something that it's really been working on a lot lately, because we've got a lot of research projects we're planning, and looks like we've got some funding coming in. So I wanted to tell you about it, but I also want to tell you about the conference as well. So our intention is that there may be research that discovers exactly how it all works, which is really the structure of the universe, right? Because that's the main deal. If we understand how it all works, then the research becomes really easy. It's really research to figure out how to research. That's our intention for today. Before we get started, let me tell you about things happening here at the school. We've got our classes just started last week. We only had two classes, so you could still jump in if you want for the sound healing and therapy certificate program. And it's three nights a week here at the Institute, and then it goes from now until the middle of December. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and it's profound. It's really incredible. We got 12 different instructors. We teach you many techniques that you can use to actually help yourself or help others and open up a practice. We also teach about the structure of the universe and how we're all tied into it, and also get you really high and really deep lots of times so that it really transforms your own being as well. So that's starting. You could start on Monday, actually, or even a week after that. You can jump in. We've got videos you could catch up really easily. Also, we just started the online class. Actually, it starts every 2 weeks. So the next start time would be the 15th of September, and then I think the 22nd after that. So you can start just about every week right now. And it's the same program. It works really well. It's with live instructors. And we do toning, chant, mantra. We do the full perspective of how sound affects you at all different levels, and it's really, really effective. Really amazing. People are ecstatic over how effective it is online. If you can't make it here, it's great. And both of those programs go right into the degree. If you want to continue, the certificate program is the first semester of the degree. We also have the audio recording classes that are starting. You could start at the Institute or online. Online will be about another month. And it's about how to use audio recording software to create great recordings, recordings that touch people really deeply. We teach how to do binaural beats and do brainwave entrainment. We teach frequencies based on chakras. We teach a full perspective of recording, mixing, producing, and how to really get your stuff out there. My books, The Art of Mixing and Art of Producing, are the number one selling books in the field of audio recording. And also the book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, is the main book in the field. So you get a really good perspective in the course on how to produce and record and mix. All of the classes are at soundhealingcenter.com. And just click on classes, you know, online classes as well. So we also have our therapy center here where you can actually do treatments. We actually do a lot of them online. We do treatments for chakra treatments, for any issue just about. We do treatments where we do a full range of crystal bowls and voice and sound table and tuning forks. We do just tuning fork treatments. We do voice analysis where we can find what frequencies are missed. missing. We also can find your home note, and then we can do both of those online. We'll give you a CD and the key that is missing, or the key of you, to get you to peace. So all of those treatments can be done. We also have our open house coming up, not for a while. It's October 28th. That's from 1 to 6 on a Sunday. We also have our store with my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls. We've got didgeridoos. We've got electronics. We've got sound tables and sound lounges. Also, in about 3 weeks, we're going to have a strap with speakers built in that you can wrap around any pain and it will be gone, right? We already have the base pod that's really effective. We even have hospitals that are referring patients to us for pain management. The base pod's like a little subwoofer you hold in your hand, but it's really nice to be able to wrap the speakers around like your back and not have to have anybody hold it on your back, or just wrap it around your hip or leg or foot or wherever, and get vibrated with the frequency CDs, which are really profoundly effective. We've got CDs for muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, circulatory system, respiratory, bones, endocrine glands, brain, depression, full perspective of frequencies for on the body. You don't normally listen to them. You put them on the body. You can put them on with headphones, but they'll be even more powerful with the base pod or the strap. We're also developing a vest that will be available at the conference in 3 weeks, which is actually 4 weeks, which is as many as 18 speakers you can wear. And they're really powerful. It'll vibrate you into bliss. Oh, my God. If you got any pain, it's really, really powerful. You can just get a couple of speakers, or you can get all the way up to 18. You can put them on the front and the back, and it's going to be a trip. It's going to be really fun to use. You can even use half of it on the front, and instead of using the pillow or dolphin that we have, you can actually just put the vest on the front and then lay on a sound lounge, and then you're completely enveloped with sound, and anything you have going on will most likely go away. Oh, God, won't that be a great thing one day? It's like, just listen to these frequencies. No side effects. It's completely gone. No side effects. Thank you. And it's not super expensive either. Oh, my God. One day it will all change. So the big thing we have happening, of course, is our 7th International Sound Healing Conference. And that's October 5th through the 8th at Sherith Temple here in San Francisco. Profoundly beautiful temple. It's one of those places you walk in and you go, oh my God, it's amazingly beautiful, shockingly beautiful. It is really, really incredible. The sacred geometry in there is just off the chart. It's just really sweet. And we've got pre-conference workshops on the first day, which is, looks like my website hasn't updated. So on the first day, we've got a workshop with WA, which is a 3-hour workshop. WA is really well known. If you do a search, she's some of the best music on the web that's really mellow for sound healing. It's incredible. I love her music. And she's doing a whole workshop on talk, tone, and heal. It's really a whole method for healing different issues using toning, meditation, dialogue, and discussion to create pathways for healing and communication. And then on Friday the 5th, I'm doing a workshop on sound technologies and modalities to help change the planet and everyone on it. We've invited over 100 philanthropists and investors. So anybody that wants to talk about their technologies or techniques that can help change the planet in a big way is welcome to show up and talk about their stuff in the actual workshop. And I'll be talking about all the things that I'm doing as well. On Saturday, we start at 2 o'clock with the opening ceremony. And then we do the opening keynote is at 2:45 on Saturday. I'm going to be talking about higher consciousness as all frequencies at the same time. When you're tuned into all frequencies at the same time, it's like you're one with the universe and you get all information. And then we got Lisa Rafael, who is a powerful, powerful, amazing voice healer. She does voice healing, but also profound singer. She's doing a workshop on what the voice can do for you. It's about intentional sound, voicing thoughts through words, and creating melodies that are skills that, when combined with consciousness, awakens self-awareness and intuitive connectivity with our spiritual body. And then we have Sylvina doing a workshop called The Sound of Light. Sylvina is a deep, powerful shaman, really amazing voice with completely heart open. And then we've got Gerald Savage is doing a workshop on pharmacology of frequencies, sound, and music. Do no harmony. So he's going to be talking about the voice analysis software that we work with. And then we have a concert with Scott Huckabee, who I call him Joy Bucket. Scott Huckabee's a joy bucket. If you haven't seen Scott Huckabee, look for him on YouTube. He is amazing on guitar, just lights people up. And then the second half of the concert is with Wah and Sylvina and Tammy. It's the Sound of Love concert where we do individual songs with bowls and then do a few like group songs. And it's like our eighth one we've done. And it's really, really beautiful. The keynote on Sunday is Jeffrey Thompson, Consciousness Expansion with Sound. He talks about the latest research around neurophysiology of deep relaxation states and mind-body interactions. And then we've got Lupito from Crystal Tones is going to do a workshop with Paul Utz about the crystal bowls. We have a panel on sound and children. We've got the rabbi who teaches here doing a whole workshop on how healing works based on the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life frequencies. He's amazing, and he'll be at home in the temple too. And then we got on Sunday afternoon, we have Gary Buchanan, who has incredible array of frequencies that you put on the body. He used frequencies and light synchronized together and just has profound results. Helene Anderson does a workshop on singing, and Eric Miller and Lynn Miller do bio-guided music therapy with native flute biofeedback and vocal toning. So they're using native flute with feedback mechanisms. And then Elizabeth Krasnoff did a whole PhD paper on sound, consciousness, and healing based on Oliver Sacks, Daniel Levitin, Irvin Laszlo, and Rudolf Steiner. It's very, very cool what she brings forth. Lisa Lippincott's going to bring in the gongs. We're going to hook up somebody with EEG and see what the hell gongs do. And then Liz Addison does a whole movement workshop. Then we have this natural sounds concert with the huge gongs and many other natural instruments, bowls and hung drum and such. Suzanne Sterling on Monday does a workshop with The Voice, another profound singer. Ryan Moore does a sound and rhythm workshop. Randy Masters is doing a workshop on harmonics of the divine feminine and sound and sacred geometry. And then Clark Sue is doing a workshop on the force behind the cosmos, the transformative quality of the interconnectivity of movement, symbol, and sound. And then we have a closing ceremony where Gary Crump comes in. Gary's a light being, total light being. He's been collecting frequencies from downloads he's been getting for years and collected bowls to match these frequencies. And he's going to do a whole activation for the closing ceremony of the whole conference. It's a profound time if you can make it. You can do one day. You can do 4 days. There's there's booths with everything you could imagine around sound technologies and healing booths. And so it's going to be a fun time if you can make it October 5th to the 8th. You can find all the information at globesoundhealingconference.com. So I've been doing some interesting things. We just got back from an elderly facility in Fairfield. It's actually one of the biggest and most high-end elderly facilities on the planet. It's actually started by six generals. So there's a lot of vets there. There's over 600 people that live there, actually. And it's a really incredible facility. We went and put people on sound tables all day long, and used the base pod to get rid of pain. And it was inspiring, just inspiring to see how much it lit up and it helped people with some very serious issues, a lot of them in wheelchairs. They have a whole ward for just Alzheimer's. And now we're going to be doing research with the frequencies we use, especially tuning the frequencies to a person for Alzheimer's to get them back awake. And we actually have about five different techniques we're going to be testing with the Alzheimer ward. It's really amazing. And then just got hooked up with another major elderly center in Redwood City that we're going to be talking with. And so we're looking at doing research, even more detailed research, with all the different techniques we do. We already have created a full range of techniques for PTSD, and we have a guy, maybe I mentioned it, who is now working, he was working with everybody with Pete, just like vets and all vets. But now he's set up a company called 911 for 911. I think it's 911 for 911.com. And it's actually for first responders. And he's working with over 1,000 first responders in Colorado and completely overcoming all of their anxiety with our sound lounges and sound tables and all the music that I've produced. It's unbelievably effective for them. You know, it's a super high rate of suicide for first responders. So we're now looking at getting it into the mainstream big time that way. We're also working with a center for autism over in the East Bay of Oakland. And we've come up with a whole treatment plan. It's really interesting because what we're doing is setting out pillows and dolphins that vibrate and letting them come up to them if they find them, if they want. Because a lot of people with autism are really sensitive, and to even approach them can be a little tricky. So then if they like the actual vibration, then we, you know, invite them to go on the sound table and sound lounge to really do some major transformation. We're also tuning CDs to them so they can actually get back in their own vibration. And then just yesterday, I had another treatment with this three-year-old with cerebral palsy. And it's really amazing. One of our instructors pointed out that people with cerebral palsy often have trouble with digital recordings and high frequencies. So I actually used a song called Calm Sleep, which has hardly any highs in it, because it actually, highs are really activating. So we took all the highs out mostly for the Calm Sleep CD. So I actually tuned first of all, we played the 12 notes with the three-year-old on the sound table with his mom, right? And found his home note, found the note that made him the most peaceful. And it was very obvious when I got to the right note, he stopped kind of flailing around and looked at me completely present and just smiled. And I knew that was his note. So we made the Calm Sleep CD in his note, tuned to that key, which I think was C sharp, and then played it on the sound table. However, when we played the speakers, they still bothered him some, so I just played it through the vibration of the table, and he loved it. He just loved it. He just got so peaceful. So his mom yesterday bought the Dolphin, which has speakers in it, and she emailed me last night and said that he fell asleep hugging the Dolphin and just totally at peace. I'm just really looking forward to hearing the results after a month of being vibrated into his own note. I just know there's going to be major transformations in this child. It's really what's happening is really profound. You know, Kaiser Hospital is referring patients with pain and anxiety. We're doing training for doctors at Kaiser Hospital monthly for different issues, from everything from PTSD to depression to ADD to help with children with issues or trauma, brain injuries, a full perspective, and especially for pain where, you know, so they don't have to do drugs anymore. Because even the doctors know that it's really a problem. We've also we have a treatment for ADD right now, where we can find your note and tune the binaural beats in beta to entrain you into that really fast rhythm of beta so that you can actually focus. And it's been really effective. I tell the story of this one woman who came in and we did the first note of the 12 notes to see which one was the best in beta. And she listened. I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well could you read this really difficult thing to read? And she goes, zero. I'm like, zero? And she says, yeah, I can never focus on anything. So when we got to her note, she's just started bawling. She could focus on the reading and retain it completely. So we made a CD with the binaural beats and beta in it, in her note, and it's like a cure. It's really, really profound. So we're working on research for that as well. It's just everything is starting to take off, and we're getting some really huge interest from philanthropists to help our research foundation and some investors, in fact, as well. It's really starting to take off as it goes into the mainstream. But this is what I wanted to talk about, which is really interesting. You know, when you do research with sound, it's really tricky. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Before I get into this next step, I wanted to play the CD that I created for this 3-year-old with cerebral palsy. So this is our Calm Sleep CD. It's actually the shorter version called Calm Mind. So take a listen to this and tune in to the peacefulness of this recording. Okay, Calm Sleep. It's always a little dangerous to play a sleep CD on a radio show. You might lose half your listeners, especially if it happened to be tuned to your note. It's way more effective when it's tuned to you, right? I got a little sleepy on that one, right? It's meant to not be too interesting, to be a little boring, but it's also got binaural beats in it in delta, which entrain you into sleep. And again, it's really even more effective when tuned to you. So here's the deal around research. It's really hard to do research with sound and music. There are 20,000 frequencies. If you're going to test 20,000 frequencies on anything, it's going to take a long time, right? But here's the problem. It could be multiple frequencies. When Anthony Holland, who did a TED Talk on finding frequencies for cancer and actually shows four different cancers, types of cancer being exploded with sound on his TED Talk. If you just do a search for TED Talk, sound, and cancer, you'll find it. It took him almost a year to find two frequencies. So maybe it's not just one frequency you need. Maybe it's two. Maybe it's three. Oh my God. If it's four, the possibilities are unbelievable. I mean, we're not even talking. We're just talking regular frequencies, like whole numbers. If you start talking decimal points, even, I mean, it's like practically infinite in just frequency, not to mention different sounds. I mean, there's so many different sounds, and maybe it's a full harmonic structure of a certain sound that does the effect. Or maybe it's a musical flow. It's a specific musical flow. Well, oh my God, there's a gazillion musical flows. In my books, I've outlined 13 different parameters, which is melody, harmony, rhythm, instrumentation, song structure. I mean, there's all different components, including performance and intention. There are so many possibilities for music. It's really hard to pin down exactly what works for any specific issue. So the one way to do it is to test what you feel works and then refine after you find out that it does work, try like four or five variations of it to get it even more refined to see how that works. So it's often we're using just intuition to find out the things that we think would work the best. Otherwise, we'll be testing forever, right? But here's the deal. When you look at the way things are made, how it all works, it's all made of four different levels. And even there's actually even five when you get down to it. There's frequencies, which are pure tones, pure frequencies. But there's also sounds, which are often called timbres, which is simply a bunch of frequencies. It's a bunch of frequencies that make up the sound of anything, whether it's a guitar or accordion or your voice. A bunch of frequencies make up all the different sounds there are. And then there's the level of musical intervals, which there's not very many musical intervals, thank goodness. But then there's the whole level of music, which includes the level of melody and rhythm. Melody can get you into just about any emotions, and rhythm entrains your brain and entrains your heart and even your breath into specific rhythms. So, but the most important part is the flow, the smooth flow of the music. This is what I've identified in my sound healing book. It's all about smooth flow. If you look at it at each level, first, at the frequency level, it's about coherent frequencies, which are stable, consistent vibrations. And I talk about this all the time. You can have chaotic vibrations like, ah, or anger, ah, or stress or pain, eh, right? Or stable vibrations like, right? At the sound level, you can have sounds that are more odd harmonic, which are more like gongs or bagpipes or anything made of metal, even Tibetan bowls, things that are a little edgy. And the voice would be more like, ah, right? Which is more odd harmonic, like a scream, which is really good for breaking up stuck energy. Whereas you could also have very even harmonic sounds, which are very warm and calming, which are like the harp or the classical guitar or the log drum, the drums the tongue drums that are made of wood, right, that are very warm sounding. So that's at the sound level. At the musical interval level, you can have dissonant chords that can be very dissonant. In fact, the military uses dissonant chords to actually break up all types of stuff, people that are, you know, protesting and stuff. Or you can have very harmonious chord, a really beautiful chord of three notes or even more notes that are very sweet, right? And then at the music level, it's either about no flow or stressful flow, or very smooth flow. Which is ideally very much like the Fibonacci curve. The past plus the present equals the future. No jumping around, no ups, just all smooth flow. Ultimately, smooth flow is the whole deal. And we talked about this before when we talked about the hierarchy, where it's really about either breaking up the frequencies or timbres that are blocking the flow, or harmonizing them into coherence so they will receive and transmit the flow. So if you have a cell or an organ that's not doing well, it is not receiving and transmitting the flow of any of the 11 systems in the body, circulatory, you know, respiratory, your all of the different systems, your nervous system, your digestive system. It's the blockages, right, that create the problem. And these can be toxins that are physical, like anything we eat or things in the environment, in the air, or they could be emotional toxins, which could be like fear, anger, anxiety, anything that are disempowerment is a really bad one, right? Insecurity, things like that create the blockages. So it's about using sound to break through the blockages. Sometimes in cancer, it would be like destroying the cancer cells, right? Or breaking up a stuck emotion or transforming them. Instead of breaking them up and destroying them, simply leading them into harmony. Like where a cell, we can actually get the cell to vibrate at its own natural frequency again. If we find its frequency, or we know its frequency, or any organ, we simply send that frequency to it in a consistent manner, which could be a tone generator, the voice, it could be a crystal bowl, tuning fork, and get it humming back consistently, like at its own natural frequency, right? Then it will receive and transmit the flow through the whole system. So, or we could just resonate flow. And flow is, I think of universal love as a profound flow, so flowing, so such smooth flow, that it feels like a state of being. Or the energy of source is the ultimate smooth flow. So profound that when you are connected to source and one with the universe, you feel this profound state of peace and stillness. right? Smooth flow brings us peace and stillness. And that's why we love crystal bowls, all the vowels, toning, chant, mantra. It's all about smooth flow that creates a stable vibration where we're at peace. And when you're at peace, every organ in the body is happy. The immune system parties. It's also a portal to oneness and universal love and to other dimensions. And peace is where much creativity comes from. Because when you're at peace, the doorway opens to all information about just about anything. So this is the hierarchy: frequencies, sounds, musical intervals, and musical flow. And when we add intention, it takes it off the charts. When we hold an intention with stable vibration, it's even more effective. So if you hold universal love for the planet, if everybody did, it would be really effective. If everybody held an intention for anything, it's even measurable when large groups of people hold an intention for something. It's very effective, right? An intention is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt scientifically by hundreds of clinical research projects. These are outlined and talked about in Len McTaggart's book, The Intention Experiment. It's beyond a shadow of a doubt. So we've got these five different levels: frequency, sound, musical intervals, musical flow, and intention. So when you're doing research, the whole deal is really flow. So if we're doing brain research, it's not just flow, though. Flow is the most important. It's the ultimate. But maybe we should be looking at a frequency or a timbre, which is multiple frequencies, or a certain musical interval relationship. Let me give you a more grounded example. Say we're doing brain research. I just am connecting with a guy who just put up $1 billion for brain research. He lives in San Mateo. And he's, so I'm thinking, okay, if we're doing brain research, we could look at frequencies for the brain or combinations of frequencies or certain sounds or certain musical interval relationships between different parts of the brain or the flow, the actual musical flow through the brain, which is actually measured very specifically. And it's a really big deal when you look at an EEG as to how quickly a thought form moves across the brain. If there's a delay in the movement of electricity across the brain, it's a real problem. And they measure it very specifically when you do an EEG. So if we look at the flow through the brain from the different parts of the brain, especially when someone's in the zone, when the whole brain is working together in left and brain synchronization, Joe Dispenza talks about it, and everybody talks about it that's into brain research, where the entire brain is working together. There's a flow between the parts, right? As opposed to when you're focused on one thing, like the prefrontal cortex, then it's just the rest of the brain is stuck. It's not working at all. It's stuck. There is no flow through the whole brain. So the trick is to see what that musical flow, and maybe it's we know it's a very specific rhythm. It's the rhythm of your natural rhythm of your brain, brain waves. But I would bet it's a very specific melody. It's a very specific chord progression. It's a very specific, there's all the aspects of music come into play, and the frequency of the parts of the instruments and the notes. I mean, it's very complex, but now we're looking at the overall flow and through the whole brain. But now, if you look at it even deeper, what's the relationship of the flow of energy or electricity or even blood from the brain to the heart and the rest of the body? How does it tie into the whole system? But the next level is, what is the flow between the physical parts of the brain and the emotions? What is the flow between the physical and emotional parts of the of our system wrapped around the brain and our thoughts? What is the flow between physically, mentally, emotionally, and spirit? How does the soul tie into it all, frequency wise? You know, I mean, can we even research spirit and even bring that into the whole component? Because we are a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual person and being, and they're all connected. Which, I mean, you think of spiritually, you can just think of like, okay, maybe it's just love that we need to run to really fix Alzheimer's. Maybe it's just compassion that is needed for PTSD. Any spiritually or higher emotion, which I think of as the spiritual aspect, maybe we just need more joy, just more joy. Right? So this is more of a systems approach, a more of a holistic approach to how anything works. And that's just the brain. If we look at the heart, again, we've got that whole system of frequencies, timbres. We've got music, the relationships of the parts of the heart to each other. We've got the flow through the heart and the flow through the whole body, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Oh my God. You know, so now we're not doing the way medicine does, where, oh, let's just study one part and figure out what it does. Because really, the whole deal is flow through the whole system. And smooth flow is what it's all about. If you don't have smooth flow through your nervous system, you'll be shaky. If you don't have smooth flow through the circulatory system, you could have a heart attack. You don't have smooth flow through the digestive system, all kinds of problems happen. See exactly what we're working with when we look at meridians. We're poking the frequency of an acupuncture point to trigger the flow through the whole meridian. Right? It's all about flow. Even when you zoom in with the microscope far enough, all matter disappears. And it's just energy flow. You get down to the cellular level, it's all about electron flow, right? It's all about flow through the whole system. We are an amorphous system where flow is going in and out of our system electromagnetically, in the quantum field with scalar waves. It's all flow, okay? So you could just do songs that flow, but we can get way more specific for specific issues. Let me play a song that is about flow here. This is, I don't know if we'll get through this whole thing here, but we'll see. Maybe we'll just end with this. It's called Low Mood, and it's actually a song for depression. And the song, the overall song, flows from depression to completely being lit up with sound and vibration and light and love. So tune in and notice the transformative flow of this song. perfect flow with all the components of frequencies and sounds exactly the way they should be for our highest good. Really, what we're looking at is what is the structure of how it all works. So with this research, we're really proving and we're finding exactly how it all works based on vibration. And there's nothing more basic than vibration. When you know that, you know the structure of the universe. May it come sooner than later. Hold that intention for the rest of the weekend, the rest of the evening, for the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead, sooner than later. Thanks and take care. Thanks for listening.